Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Big Dummy is the game, 206-803-ROCK. We've got Jordan still in line. Jordan, you are working on question number 7.
Oh!
Our biggest dummy is Dave with 9.
That is correct. So you're getting closer. All right. Jordan, here is your question. Yes, one and done. Who does Alfred Pennyworth work for?
Pennyworth. That's Batman.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Knew that one.
There's not a lot of other Alfreds.
Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine.
Alfred Hitchcock.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. He's a real person and all. Yeah.
Alfred Nobel.
Well,
was that his name? Mm-hmm. Was it Nobel? Alfred.
Yeah, all Al.
All Al. Al Nobel.
Well, are Al's all Alfreds?
Albert.
No. Is it Albert? Are there any Allens?
It's like Al Bundy. I mean, if he was a real person. Is he an Alfred or Albert?
Let's find out.
That's a good question.
What's Al Bundy's full name?
I'm going to go Albert.
Or is it Alexander?
Oh, come on. I know it was Ed O'Neill. Doggone it.
No, I feel like if your name's Alan, you're just cool to go by Al. I feel like if your name's Albert.
There's a bunch of...
You don't want to go by Albert. You want to go by Al, right? Given the choice.
If you're Alexander, you could be Al.
You could, but why not go Alex? Or Xander, some people do. I'm just saying, I feel like you only pick Al if your first name's a name that nobody wants, like Albert or Alfred. If my name were Alfred, I'd be like, I would introduce myself as Al. I would never say Alfred.
Wikipedia, his full name is typically cited as Alphonse.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Alfonso Rivera.
Alfonso Bundy. Hello,
Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Alan, you ever go by Al?
No, I kind of refuse to.
Exactly.
Okay. Alan, sober or not sober?
I'm going to go not sober.
Okay.
I think, too, like, I met somebody recently who, like, I couldn't pronounce their name, and it was like A-L, then a bunch of letters, and they were like, just call me Al.
Easy enough.
Cool. Was it Paul Simon?
Why didn't you call him Betty? Alan, what is your neighborhood? Is in your neighborhood? Mountain lions, a drug house, a pulp paper mill, or barking dogs?
I'm going to go with the drug house, probably.
Drug house it is.
I don't know why, but I'm not shocked. All right.
I feel like I would probably be the one living in it.
Wow.
Technically, it's my address, but yeah. All right, your question. Lock, Shock, and Barrel were all characters in what Tim Burton movie?
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Good guy.
Back one to the done. One and done.
Nice job.
All right, before we let you go, true or false, with 1.1 billion speakers, Mandarin Chinese is the most widely spoken language in the world.
I'm going to say false.
So here's the thing. Technically, there's no right or wrong answer on this. So Mandarin Chinese has 1.1 billion speakers. English is the most widely spoken language in the world with 1.5 billion users. Well, but it's whether it's native or non-native. So 1.5 billion people can speak English, but only...
India's got to help on population on that.
That goes a long way because they're not they won't speak Mandarin Chinese in India, but they will speak English, right? So more people speak English, but Mandarin Chinese is the most native tongue language spoken. So there's no right or wrong answer on that, but technically more English is spoken than Mandarin Chinese.
Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Just. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, doggone it.
What is it supposed to be?
Justin.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Yeah, hola, bitches.
Hola. It just said just. On the
Justin, are you a sober or not sober?
I'm sober, Miles.
All right, Justin. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. What is in your neighborhood? Are you taking mountain lions, a drug house, a pulp paper mill, or barking dogs?
I'll go with the barking dog.
Bark like a dog for me.
Bark like a dog for me.
Yeah, it's weird when you repeat it. I will say, like, you get used to certain sounds. I got the light rail outside of my house now. Not too bad. It's just a whoosh that goes by. We, at one point when I lived in Baltimore, we lived above the train tunnel. next to the station it pulled into. After 2 days, we never heard it again. But something about barking dogs, like, you don't get ear blind to.
No.
Like, any other sound, annoying. You just don't notice. I mean, hell, even the trash truck.
Because the owner should be able to control that. You can't control.
You think
the
that's
train.
What it is? Just yes. You're thinking, like, this could be dealt with. It's not being dealt with. Correct. Therefore, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, you're not going to blow up a train and, you know, make it no. wider.
I mean, I think sometimes, too, though, if the dog's outside, like, it's just, I don't know, they just bark.
They do, but what we're saying, like, if you own the dog at some point, like, not everyone yeah. wants to hear them. Like, not everybody wants to hear my kids screaming and going crazy during the summer. I get it. So at a certain time, it's like, guys, right, just dial it down.
Right.
Mostly for me. All right.
Guys, shut the F up.
All right. Your question. Pussy Galore was a character in what movie franchise?
Damn it, Steve.
He's got to let me finish, Mike.
I know.
That's the Bond franchise.
Got it. One and done. Nice
and
job.
And I didn't ask that question just to make Mike crazy.
Of course not.
All right. Another one and done. True or false? Shakespeare's wife's name was Anne Hathaway.
Let's go false.
That's true.
That's true.
That is true.
Ah, damn.
Yeah, I was going to say Anne Hathaway, and then there was a famous Jane Seymour back in the day. I don't remember what her deal. I think she may have been married to, like, Henry the Eighth or something like that. But, yeah, I realized fairly recently that a lot of these celebrity names are based on these historic figures.
Oh, damn. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon, are you sober or not sober?
Oh, we're not sober now.
Okay. All right, Brandon.
Like the way he said that.
Mm-hmm. Our men's room poll, what is in your neighborhood? Are you taking mountain lions, a drug house, a pulp paper mill, or barking dogs?
I ain't taking none of them. I've lived by a paper mill before down in Georgia, but it's barking dogs up here.
Dogs?
Dogs right. It is. Taking the barking dogs.
Mm-hmm. How bad?
They're all little.
Well, how bad is it in Georgia with the humidity and the heat as far as the smell?
So the funny part about it is that I was a kid down there. So when my dad got orders down into Georgia from Connecticut, we had to find where the football team was. And we found our football team, for whatever reason, down south, you know, they put way too much money into football. So all of us were NFL teams. We had the actual colors and the names and the symbols for each one. So we were the Jacksonville Jaguars, new team at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the paper mill was probably about 50 yards away from us.
Ooh.
So the football field, and then 50 yards away from the football field was the paper mill. Like, you could see it while you're playing football, and it was just a constant. Oh, it was terrible.
That other team, yeah. Did you get home field advantage as a result of that? You know, other teams got to roll in there. Like, are you kidding me?
If our team was good, I would like to say yes, but no, they weren't.
Was that like Pop Warner stuff?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you think they're going to put money into a high school team? No, come on.
Yeah.
You play through the garbage, and then when you guys get through the garbage, you can come up here to the school. Then you play where we play too much money when your grades don't matter. That's what you can do.
That's basically their sales pitch.
You're not
I
lying.
Do associate paper mills with the South, too.
Do?
True.
Yeah, like when I was a kid, I remember driving to the South. It was the first time I'd ever seen one or smelt one. It was just awful.
I never...
Hey, let me ask you a question. Driving through the Midwest, have you ever seen a cheese factory?
I have not.
Yeah, crazy, right? Where are they coming from?
Can you smell it?
Sober. Let's go.
Well, I've got...
Yeah, I mean...
Dude, I've been to Tillamook. I couldn't smell it.
Actually, I would say the worst I've smelled, it's in Eastern Maryland. Was that a... Was that the Tyson chicken farm?
No, Purdue.
Purdue. Jesus, man. There's nothing against Purdue. A chicken factory is going to be a chicken factory, but it smells
awful. It's the waste, and then it gets in the waterway, and then that heats up. I mean, it's a stew.
It definitely rivaled.
It's a poop stew.
You're right, man. I've never seen a cheese factory in the Midwest.
Just think about it. Next time you're driving around in the country, look, is that a cheese factory? Is that a cheese factory? Just think about it.
Yeah. Well, it's like Thrill talking about chicken plants. We have whole restaurant chains based on wings. What's the rest of that chicken?
That's a good point. There's no place called breast. Buffalo chicken breast. You know?
Call it Hooters.
Right.
But they serve wings.
Uh-huh.
I just say he's right, man. Open up that third eye and think about where's the rest of that chicken?
Open the third eye based on dairy factories in the Midwest.
Yeah.
I've reached nirvana.
Ain't seen one, but we get cheese all the time. Okay.
Right. Yeah, Wingstop, Buffalo Wild Wings. There's a lot of places pimping wings. Like, I just don't see that many chickens.
Wingstop does have thighs.
Do they?
But
do
I don't think most people get them.
They did that during the
that might have been during the shortage.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it is called Wing Stops. You probably not think, ooh, thighs. Like Burger King. You don't go there for a salad. It's in the name.
Just saying, man, some of those wings ain't real.
Can't be. Or what if you find out, would you be more upset to find out the wings weren't real, but you still like them? Or we've genetically modified chickens to have like 12 wings per chicken.
That's the other theory.
We've eaten nuggets for how many decades now? Who cares?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, mm-hmm. But that's a theory. I think there's some labs where they're growing chickens with
multiple wings.
Multiple wings. Not to fly, just to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if you want to find out where the rest of chicken is, then we're going to have to find out what's in a hot dog. Do you want that?
No.
Nobody wants to know what's in a hot dog.
Yeah, there you go. Let it be. Let it be. Ignorance is bliss.
I think when they have list the ingredients on hot dogs, it's just the shrug emoji. Like, well, good enough.
It's $1.50. Eat it. Shut up.
You keep talking crap on it, it'll choke your ass.
It's cheap.
Wait for the emails. Here we go.
All right. Your question. Besides the apple, what does the queen try to poison Snow White with?
Hot dog.
You know, she didn't get an apple first. She had that money, so she bought her a pear.
A pear. Believe it or not, a comb.
A comb?
Well, it didn't work, brother. So I mean,
did she try to poison her with life?
All right, your question. Myopia is better known by what other name?
Nearsighted?
Boom.
Got it. Nice job. Ooh, nice job.
Ooh, all right. Good looking out, y'all.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
I like that guy.
Dummy!
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Greg, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober.
Okay, Greg.
Greg, you okay?
Greg! Greg, you there, man?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay. All right, Greg, our men's room poll, what is in your neighborhood? Are you taking mountain lions, a drug house, pulp, paper mill, or barking dogs?
Drug house. I live in a Christian building.
You live in a what building?
Christian building.
Have you called here before, ma'am?
No.
Ah, okay. Different guy lives in a Christian building. All right, Greg.
Christian what?
Building, I believe.
Oh.
I believe.
Yeah, that's really a rabid drug because of old people. It's awesome.
All right, we're going to need you to do English on this, okay?
Mike, you were right. All right, your question. Honshu is the largest island of what country? Honshu. No one said bless you.
Not, no.
Honshu, the largest island of what country?
I have no idea.
I am shocked.
Japan?
Yeah. Where are you from? Honshu, bless you.
Japan's massive.
It's bigger than people think.
Yeah.
And it has more islands than you think.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ted, my hype man. Yeah! Yeah!
I just saw one of those things. It was laid out over, like, the West Coast.
Oh, right.
Goddamn, Japan.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. You should send him a letter that says just that. Goddamn, Japan. We're impressed by your size. All right, your question. For what crime? That's never happened. That has never happened. All right, your question. For what crime was Al Capone finally sent to prison?
Tax evasion.
Got it. Nice job.
Okay.
So, that was the greatest way to say tax evasion. Picture him just with a glass of liquor in it when he's talking to us.
Wearing like a smoking jacket or something. And it just said, so, you know, I got the call screen thing. Typically, it's just your name. It says Greg. Weird as hell.
And he didn't sound that sauced when, you know, during the screening process.
What made you think he was? Because you were right. He was weird. But
he had,
And weird was not exactly the right. He was very bright. He used that very flamboyant language. So he was just an interesting character, as it were.
Okay.
But his health battery went from 5% to 4% just trying to get out activated.
Wow. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. Joe, are you sober or not sober?
I am currently, previously, sober, so not sober.
Not sober, Joe. That was a long way to home.
That's how you know he's not sober.
Yeah. All right, Joe, one's in your neighborhood. Mountain Lions, Drug House, Pulp Paper Mill, or Parking Dogs. What are you taking?
Oh, man, I live next to every one of those things.
So which one bothered you the least?
Pulp Mill was the worst, because that just never stopped.
Does the stink from the mill, like, get into your clothes?
It gets into everything.
Okay.
The drug dealer, he was a good drug dealer. He took care of the neighborhood. The cougar was actually pretty cool, other than the sass that you would turn off your face. And the barking dogs, well, that's just normal.
So you're going to take barking dogs?
No, the pulp mill. Oh, no.
You're taking the paper mill.
The paper mill would be the least favorite thing for me to live next to. So, what was the question? Most favorite?
Yeah, which one would you more?
You don't have, you just have to pick one.
Joe, don't worry
about
it.
Pick one to live next to. I think he's living next to the drug house.
He's got them all.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got them all.
Again, this is the guy that drive through. Sir, what would you like? Let me tell you what I wouldn't like first.
I don't want the fish sandwich.
And I don't want a large fry.
I don't want a Diet Coke.
What'd you ask later?
No freaking mayonnaise.
And no mayonnaise. All right, your question. England's Big Ben is the nickname for what? The tower, the clock, or the bell?
It's the bell.
One and done.
One and done.
Nice
I'm
job.
Truly wow. Shocked. Hold on, before we let you go, 50-50 question for you. Where did Crab Rangoon originate, Myanmar or the United States?
It's named after Myanmar, but I'm pretty sure it's like fortune cookies in the United States.
All right, good job.
You're do we know where?
What's that?
Like
Rangoon. So,
well, I mean, I know like the fortune cookies, there's the companies in San Francisco. Was it like New York City?
It was California in the 1940s at a restaurant called, and I'm making it up, Trader Vic's.
My favorite appetizer is the Crab Rangoon.
Well, the funny thing about it, it has nothing to do with the Rangoon area, which is Myanmar, current day Myanmar, and they're like, typically not made with crab.
No, never is.
It's just cream cheese and imitation, right?
That is correct.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Three Rock.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Head chef on the way. The McDonald's Big Arch Burger is out. And we're going to try it up against the brand new and improved Whopper from the Burger King.
Mm-hmm,
Cut over the head chef at 4:30, right after game notice. Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, John.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. John, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Not sober.
All right, John. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. One of these will be in your neighborhood. Are you taking mountain lions, a drug house, pulp paper mill, or barking dogs?
Well, I've dealt with three of the four, so I'm going to go with paper mill, even though it sounds unpleasant.
Sounds to me like it's pretty horrible.
Yeah, they're all unpleasant. Yeah. That is for sure. That is
no
for
one
sure.
Vacations in Longview.
All right, your question. In Roman numerals, what letter represents the number 500?
Five hundred
in Roman numerals, or as we call them, letters.
C,
I believe, is 100. M is 1,000. 500 is represented by the big D. That is correct.
The big D.
Big D.
D.
The big D, Ted.
Not a lowercase.
It's not lowercase. Therefore, it is a big D. Yeah. All right, question. What 1980 sitcom featured the fictional band Jesse and the Rippers?
Wow. Jesse and the... So you said 1980s?
1980 sitcom, and it featured a fictional band, Jesse and the Rippers.
Is that an 80? All right.
It was an 80s show, and then it had a revival.
Did it not go into the 90s? I remember watching it. I guess so.
It may have trickled into the 90s, and then it kind of brought this show back for a hot minute.
Let's go with Melrose Place. I have no idea.
Full House. Full House. Yep.
Never saw one episode.
I never saw a full episode. All right,
yeah, so it started in 87, ended in 95.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I remember watching a ton of that.
All right, your question. Christchurch, Tauranga, and Wellington are all cities in what country?
Oh, love the place, New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Very good.
Tauranga gave it away.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Yeah.
Kavis Big W 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Chad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola. Chad, are you sober or not sober?
I think I've hit the bong enough times that I'm going to have to call that not sober.
We're having a very not sober day on the show. Okay, Chad, what is in your neighborhood? What are you taking? Mountain lions, a drug house, pulp paper mill, or barking dogs?
As tempting as a drug house would be, there was a drive-by in my last house, so I think I'm going to have to go for the barking dogs.
Barking dogs.
All right, that's the very, very downside.
Did your house get hit?
No, but it was right in front of it.
Wow. Were you home when this went down?
Yeah, I was hung over in the back room.
Oh, I mean, did you hit the deck? What did you do?
I just stayed in the back room. I was pretty passed out. And then when I got my phone and called 911, they were like, well, why didn't you call sooner? And I was like, well, my phone was in the living room. I wasn't going close to the oldest fire.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Good call.
Climbing under the bed.
And I'm hungover, lady. Get off my case.
Yeah, right?
All right, here is your question, Chad. Where would you find Flotsam?
Flotsam?
Flotsam. F-L-O-T-S-A-M. Yeah, like Flotsam and Jetsam.
You would find that, like, at sea in a shipwreck.
That's
one
exactly
and done.
What it is.
One and done. Nice job.
All right, before we let you go.
Hey, nice to talk to you guys.
Hang on. Before we let you go, as a one and dunner, you get a true or false question. So true or false, one of the first legal slave owners in the United States was a black man.
I think I did read that once, yes.
Yeah, his name was Anthony Johnson. So he was an indentured servant from Angola, I believe it was. Anyway, it's back in the 1600s. He earns his freedom, and what does homie do? He starts a tobacco farm and use slaves.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Rick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Hola!
Doing good, Rick. You sober or not sober?
Oh, totally sober.
Rick, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay.
Thank you.
Our men's room poll, one of these is in your neighborhood. Are you taking mountain lions, a drug house, a pulp paper mill, or barking dogs?
I'm definitely taking the drug house.
All right.
They're very, very convenient for me.
Okay. Understood. All right. You'll make friends with them.
Where's your closest drug house there, Rick?
Oh, gosh. They're everywhere. You know, Berrien's always been known to have a lot of drugs. White Center, you know, Everett.
Wherever you need to go.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I know. It's sad.
Now, there was one down the street from me until about 3 months ago.
I had
and
one.
And they came in and took the whole thing down.
Up until about 3 years ago.
Yeah, there's the whole place down. And then it's a pretty sizable property, right? And my wife's like, well, I think it's going to be a while before they rebuild. I'm like, oh, some developers. She's like, I'm pretty sure they were making meth there. So they got to treat the soil all
this. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, yep, good call. Good call.
Crazy.
All right, your question. Where is Grant's tomb? Where would you find Grant's tomb?
Oh. Grant's tomb.
I feel like you're screaming this with your fist raised to the sky. Grant's tomb, damn you!
Egypt. I know that's totally wrong. I know it's here.
Atlanta?
You were close with Egypt. It's New York City.
Yeah, real close.
Man, I know this, but I can't remember. Like, why is it in New York City?
I don't know.
Because he wasn't from there.
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't know that he spent any time there, but, well, he has lately. All right. Your question. Armenia, Moldova, Azerbaijan, and Estonia were all part of what country?
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, pardon. I'm not good at these questions. Dang it.
Armenia, Moldova, Azerbaijan, and Estonia. They were all part of a much bigger country back in the day. And that country kind of fell apart. Egypt. Thanks to Egypt.
Persia?
Oh.
Soviet Union.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
There you go.
All right. On that note, the Berlin Wall separated what two countries?
Germany.
Roll it back a little bit.
Germany and Italy.
Wow.
East and West. East and West Germany.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Grant spent the last five years of his life with his wife in New York.
Okay.
So he said, that's where I want to be buried.
Did he say that?
Yeah. Well, it's where he wanted to be laid to rest.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's a tough call sometimes. Well,
who died first, he or his wife? Because if he died first, I'm saying he did not say that. The wife said that on his behalf. I'm just throwing that out there. All right, your question.
I mean, look, I think Grant was a great general, horrible president. Notorious Trump.
Oh, he was hammered.
I'm sure he probably like, I don't care, bury me here.
Whatever she said.
All right. Tax evasion. All right. Your question, what country is the original home of Bacardi rum?
The Caribbean.
It is in the Caribbean. It is the largest island in the Caribbean.
Okay. I don't know. Dang it. Why do you guys keep doing
Cuba?
Cuba.
Right, but then when they had all the trouble, all the stuff going on, they obviously moved to Puerto Rico.
Correct.
Question five, Rick.
Question number five, what parallel separates the United States from Canada?
Parallel.
Yep, what parallel?
Great. I don't know, man. Parallel. The North Parallel. There you go.
Okay. All right. The 49th parallel.
It is the 49th.
Yes. Right. The 49th parallel.
And what's North and South Korea? 38th?
Is it 38th?
I feel like that, yeah.
Basically, if I hear 30, I know they're talking about the Koreas. If I hear the 40s, I know they're talking about the U.S. and Canada.
All right, Rick, you're on question number six.
Okay. Question number six. On which Hawaiian island is Honolulu located?
Honolulu. It's the Big Island.
It is, in fact, the Big Island, which actually has a name.
Oh, man, we just call it the Big Island.
Well, geographically speaking, it's got a name.
Have you been there?
I have. I've been to Honolulu and Waikiki.
So when you were in Honolulu, the island you were on was called?
Think of the airport you flew into.
Is that the name?
Well, I mean, I know they have a sign, welcome to.
Oh, sure.
This was when I was like 21. I'm 41 now, so.
That hasn't changed.
Yeah, it kept it the same.
Yeah.
Just like Kauai and Maui.
Mm-hmm. How many more can you name other than this one? I think I can only do three.
Yeah.
Maui, Waikiki, Honolulu.
Those are cities.
Yeah.
The island.
I don't know, man. Don't know nothing. I don't know.
Oahu.
Oahu. Thank you. Yeah.
Question seven.
Question number seven. What action movie star was nicknamed The Muscles from Brussels?
The Muscles from Brussels?
Oh, yeah. It was bigger in the 80s.
Yeah, is it the guy who played the Hulk?
No. Lou Ferrigno? No.
This guy got a start in the movie Breaking.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Was he a main character?
No.
Okay.
But he was one of the dancers.
Why is that funny? It just is. What were some of them? He was in the movie Bloodsport.
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
There you go.
Bloodsport is good for everyone. You just say Bloodsport, they know exactly what you're talking about.
Gave us Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Brandon, are you sober or not sober?
Very sober.
All right, Brandon, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. One is in your neighborhood. Are you taking the Mountain Lions, drug house, a pulp paper mill, or barking dogs?
I think I'd probably most be able to handle the dogs. Give me the dogs.
Dogs it is.
All right. All right, here's your question. Not counting Elvis, what actor is mentioned by name in the Shania Twain song, That Don't Impress Me Much?
Hey, we were talking about him yesterday.
I'm not a Shania Twain fan. You say you asked how many?
No, not counting Elvis. What other actor is mentioned by name in the Shania Twain song, That Don't Impress Me Much?
I'm convinced this man's a vampire.
Oh, wait. No. I think I saw this on, like, the internet or something. It was Ryan Reynolds.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah, no, it was Brad Pitt. Dang it.
Yes, it was.
I hate that song, and I had to play it probably twice an hour every hour when it first came out, the station I was on. God damn, man.
He was in Interview with a Vampire.
He was.
Mike.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
That's right.
And nothing else. All right. Your question. Who became the first female head writer in Saturday Night Live's history?
I'm not a big SNL fan. First headliner?
Head writer.
Tina Fey?
Bam. Got it. There you go.
Who was the first guest on this? George Carlin.
Yes.
That's right.
First host, yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
She or no, bitches?
Hola. Josh, you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Josh, welcome to Big Dummy. At our men's room poll, one's in your neighborhood. What are you taking? Mountain lions, a drug house, pulp paper mill, or barking dogs?
Do barking dogs, please.
Dogs again.
Barking dogs. All right, here is your question. What two actors from Star Wars were also in the movie American Graffiti? Which was also directed by George Lucas.
Yeah.
This thing would be funny if it was Richard Dreyfuss.
What is that broad's name? It's probably not her.
Well, you know, Luke, I'm your father.
Brad Pitt and Elvis Presley.
Was it Harrison Ford one?
He is one.
And is it Carrie Fisher or Mark?
It is Carrie Fisher.
Okay. Yeah. Carrie Fisher, that's that broad.
That broad, yeah.
Damn.
Who's the broad with the Cinnabon hair?
That lady folk.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think about that scene in Adam's Family where they were trading cards.
I have no idea what you're talking about. The movie Adam's Family, I assume.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, it was when they were at summer camp.
That's where they put a flute
anyway.
In. All right.
Steve.
Your question. Martha Stewart is a cousin of what talk show host?
Oh, man. Talk show host.
It's one of the late night talk shows.
Jon Stewart. Maybe.
Jimmy Kimmel.
I didn't know this.
Martha Stewart and Jimmy Kimmel. They did, was that show where people were like tracing their roots or whatever the hell it was? And that's when they were on that show. One of them was and found out like, oh, by the way, you're related to Jimmy Kimmel.
As the kids say nowadays, that tracks. I heard that Bill Burr is related to, who is that? Billy Corgan? And I choose not to believe that.
Who was it? Woody Harrelson?
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr, yeah. Right.
Well, but they thought they were
brothers.
And that's Howie Mandel. There's been no test.
There's been no
on
test.
On that show, they did actual tests. I don't think it's cap at all that right. Jimmy Kimmel is related to Martha Stewart.
The one that's crazy is Bernie Sanders and Larry David.
They are.
How is that crazy?
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, when you when people
not,
say it,
it still
you go
is.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I think it'd have been more shocking if they said they're not related.
Correct.
Then be like, what?
And he plays Bernie Sanders on SNL.
What I like is he was playing Bernie Sanders before he found out he was related to Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, they have the same mannerisms yeah. and everything.
And hairline. All right, your question. What state is home to Clemson University?
Oh, is that Alabama?
No. Ooh, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Shucky darn.
See, that's something they would say in South Carolina.
Well,
yeah.
Shucky darn.
Well, shucky darn.
Well,
can you just say shucky darn, or do you have to say well before you say shucky darn? Like, does anyone just go shucky darn, or does it have to be well, shucky darn?
I think well's necessary.
Yeah. Shiver me timbers, you got to put well in front of that. Well, shiver me timbers.
Well, golly.
Exactly. You can't just say golly. You got to say well. All right, your question. Butter bean is another name for what type of bean?
Miles loves them.
A lima bean?
You got it.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Come on.
One more?
One more.
What the hell?
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on?
Hola. Jason, hola. Are you sober or not sober?
Hola. Whiskey and weed, bitches.
Not sober. Our men's room poll, what is in your neighborhood? Mountain lions, drug house, pulp paper mill, or barking dogs?
Barking dogs.
Taking the dogs.
All right, Jason, here's your question. Lactic acid affects what part of the human body?
Again?
Lactic acid affects what part of the human body?
Oh, I'm guessing the pooper.
Wow. Okay. Right. I see where your mind is.
Your stomach?
Your muscles.
Oh.
That's what makes your muscles hurt when you exercise.
Right. Okay.
You think the lactic acid was what happens when you eat spicy food?
Pooper.
There it is.
The reflux again.
God dang it.
Hey, what happens?
Well, shucky darn, my ass is on fire. All right. Your question, what is the only state whose two-letter postal code is two vowels? Not an exciting place. Ted got it. No mm-hmm. pressure.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of pressure now. So I don't know.
It's not more pressure as I got it, dude. There's already pressure on you. Right?
No, it's because you got it.
Well, I mean, you might need to go get a colonoscopy then.
All right.
Cool.
Get your thing about the butt.
Get your lactic acid checked.
Yeah. Focus.
Well, okay. That could happen.
Yeah. What's your guess?
Well, I ain't quite here.
What is the only state whose two-letter postal code is two vowels? Like Washington is W-A. Right. California is C-A.
It's not a very long state name, too. So
it's not. There's only four letters in it.
Yeah. So you know it's kind of
letters. Ohio?
Close.
Iowa. Question three. Question number three. What are the two rival gangs in the musical West Side Story?
Oh, West Side, East Side. So you're talking. Okay.
Ted knows.
The musical, the West Side. There are two gangs.
Yeah, you got me after that. Tokes and freaking whiskey. Oh, my God. I know this.
I believe this matchup prove sometimes it. Happens in hockey.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
No. You know what? You just slap me down right now because I ain't figuring it out.
You don't know.
Between San Jose and Winnipeg. How about that?
There.
The Jets and the Sharks. Question four. All right. Question number four. What is the capital of South Korea?
Senegal?
Seoul.
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 Question five. Seoul, brother.
I got it?
No.
No,
you didn't.
Soul.
No, I didn't.
Soul. You didn't say soul.
Oh, God, that's what I meant to say.
We believe it. All right, your question. What is the capital of Maine? That's
my shaft.
What?
Really?
I said my shaft.
All right, are we done?
That's enough.
Big deal.
It's Augusta, by the way.
Yes. Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. We got the McDonald's Big Arch Burger. Want to try that and also try the new and improved BK Whopper. Find out which one we like most. And we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Hey, guys. Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.